You're watching Single Process with Bob and Joe. We created this video series to help you navigate through the very difficult process of divorce. We hope this helps you on your journey. We are doing this episode on your credit score, which is so incredibly important that we're doing an entire segment just on that.
I know, we were just in my kitchen talking about my credit score, and had I realized what a major impact it was going to have on my ability to get a mortgage or do anything else, I would have put this segment first in our lineup.
Right?
Right. It's important.
Okay. So we are thrilled to be doing this, and we're here with Terry Hastings.
We're back with Terry Hastings. And Terry Hastings is a senior mortgage banker with Total Mortgage. He's done over $1 billion in real estate transactions. If that doesn't make him an expert, I don't know what does. Thank you, Terry, for being here.
It's great to be here.
Great.
Let's talk about credit scores.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we need to know?
Let's talk about credit scores. Credit scores are overlooked by a lot of people, but credit scores just don't impact getting a home loan. Credit scores impact how much you're paying for your homeowner's insurance. How much is that car that you just bought? How much are they going to charge you for your car loan? It all comes down to what is your FICO score? What is your credit score?
Wait, okay, now what is a FICO? Because I hear Vantage, I hear other terms.
So FICO is an algorithm that was created by a company called Fair Isaac in the early 60s.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, me neither.
FICO stands for Fair Isaac.
Fair Isaac Company.
Okay.
They created this algorithm, which is a proprietary, which means it's a secret. It's a secret algorithm to brand you with a number and say, this is what your score is. Based upon your score, whether I'm an insurance company, I'm a car company, or I'm a bank, I'm identifying your risk level and associating you an interest rate based upon your risk level that your score presents to me.
So what starts affecting your credit, Terry? I mean, is it how many credit cards you have? Is it whether you pay on time? Is it whether you pay your credit card in full or just partial
balances? There's a lot of factors that go into it. But the thing to know is that your credit score can be anywhere between 400 and 850 on a FICO score. You had mentioned something about a Vantage Plus score. Some companies don't want to use the Fair Isaac algorithm, so they use their own score. However, banks, for instance, will use the FICO score. So they don't care what your Vantage score
is,
they want to know your FICO score.
Yeah, okay.
So it's between 400 and 850.
Okay.
The median FICO score is about 680.
Okay.
So 680 and below is not too good. 680 and above is better. 740 and above is really what they're looking at for your gold standard.
Okay.
So what we're going to look at as a FICO score to see what has developed your FICO score is, first of all, we're going to look at your credit cards. If you have a $5,000 credit card and you have a $4,000 balance and you're making the minimum payments every month, your score is going to be lower.
What happens if you have a $5,000 credit card and you're spending $4,000 but you're paying off the full amount every month?
Then it's going to help you.
It's going to help
you. You're using credit, but you're not leaving it there.
Okay.
So you're not using all the available credit that you have. That will affect your FICO score. If you're using all the available credit you have, it's worrisome because you're in a situation where you could fail.
They think they're maxing out. You're maxing out those cards.
Is it only the big cards that matter, or if I have like an Old Navy card?
It's any card.
Okay.
So if you're late on your Old Navy card, more than 30 days, it gets reported to the three bureaus. The three main bureaus are TransUnion.
30 days? They don't cut you much slack yet.
The 31st day. There's no 31st slack.
31st day.
There's no love. There's no
Sometimes
slack.
Sometimes they call you.
Yes.
I mean, you have to answer.
You
have to pay the late fee.
But there's three bureaus. There's TransUnion, Equifax, and TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And
yep.
Each of them assigns you a score based upon information that they collect. They throw out your high score, your low score, and they use your middle score.
Okay.
So they're going to look at your credit cards. If you're late on that credit card on the 31st day, could drop your score by 40, 50 points.
What about medical bills? So sometimes I get in a medical bill, they billed it to the wrong insurance, particularly as you're going through divorce, right?
It's incredibly frustrating.
Switching insurance providers, and they would submit to the wrong insurer, and so I'd have all these bills that were unpaid, but they'd just been incorrectly submitted.
And you go to collections, what happens is that collection appears in your credit report, and again, it'll drop your score. Your score will plummet. So credit scores drop very quickly, and they come back up very slowly.
How do you stay on top of it? What should someone do if they're not sure? I mean, before talking to you, I wasn't sure what my credit score was and how to even find it.
What I would do is if I was thinking about buying a home in the next year or a car or making a major purchase, is I would start monitoring my credit. So you want to make sure that you're monitoring your FICO score.
Does that mean pulling a credit report every time?
What you can do is you can sign up online for a credit monitoring service. So if you went to myfico.com, for instance, you can pay monthly. They'll let you know what your credit score is and what has changed in your credit score. They'll also give you ideas what you can do to raise your credit score.
Okay. And then, so what should we do to raise our credit score? Do you pick like the most damaging item on that report?
Well, you want to make sure that, first of all, the information on your credit report is correct, because there's a high percentage of people that have incorrect information on the credit report.
Really?
If your name is Jane Smith, you have a lot of other Jane Smith's credit.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you want to scour your report and make sure that everything on there is yours.
And I think in divorce, Terry, particularly bringing it back to where we are, is that maybe your ex-husband forgets to take your first credit card and then forgets to pay his bill. Or maybe you don't realize that there are cards out there with your name on it. You really need to go
through
it very carefully.
That's a great point. So you might not be aware that you're on a credit card, and therefore, if your ex-husband misses a payment, your credit score is going to get shot.
Wow.
The other thing is that you might have been relying upon him or her with their credit, and you haven't had any credit to begin with.
No credit.
So now you've
got to
start all over again and get credit and start building credit. So it's a process. And it's important to get a hold of it out front. A lot of people don't want to see. They don't want to know about it.
Don't want to look. We did talk about this. Sorry, Bob.
Yeah.
We did talk about this in the mortgages segment. But I'd like you to just recap very quickly about, you know, how to build your credit.
How to build credit. Yes. Because if you've been on your spouse's card the whole time and you're starting from scratch, what can you do quickly?
First of all, you want to make sure that you get off your spouse's card.
Okay.
Because if your spouse misses a payment, you're going to be hit for that. If your spouse has a high balance on their credit card, you're going to be hit with that too. It's going to lower your score.
Okay.
So I would start applying for my own credit cards if I could. If my score was very low, I could even go as far to put down $500 and get a $500 credit card, and I'm building my own credit. So it's going to depend on how
a prepaid.
Prepaid credit card. So it's going to depend on how low your credit is to start. The other trick you could do is if you had a family member, you could ask the family member if they would put you on as a co-borrower or an authorized user. Once they sign you up on their credit card, so let's say I have an American Express card. I put you down on my American Express card. The next month, all that history is going to get pulled over to your credit report. It'll increase your score, and it's going to give you length of history on credit, which also increases your score.
It seems kind of shady to me.
But you have to make sure that your father, brother, mother, sister has made their payments.
They have good credit.
They have pick a card that has very low balance that they've been making the payments for on time.
In full.
Great strategy. Yeah.
Great strategy. I just want to go back to emphasize that point that I didn't realize that a car, maybe you don't want to buy a house, but maybe you want to get a new car lease, you giving up the marital car. They will check your credit score too.
If you're getting renter's insurance, they're going to check your credit. And your insurance is going to be based on what your score is, because your score is in a lot of cases unfair, but they're branding you and they're saying, here's your risk. So you're risky, your rate's going to be higher.
Okay.
So it's very important to monitor your credit score, especially post-divorce. Pre-divorce, you should also grab your credit to make sure when you're going to settle all your debts that you know what your debts are.
That's a very good point.
A lot of people don't know what their debts are.
This is a good way to find out,
It's a great way to find out, and it's an eye-opener that some people are afraid of doing. But you can do it yourself. Pull your own credit score. Don't have a bank pull your credit score, because if you're not looking to purchase something, that inquiry is going to show up on your credit report.
So if you have a bank pull it for you, that can lower your credit score.
It's a credit inquiry. It shows up on your credit report and it'll lower your score, because it's showing that you're interested in obtaining credit, and therefore the algorithm
says, oh my God, she can't pay her bills.
I love it.
That'll pull it down. So go online, go to MyFICO, you're going to the horse's mouth. You can pull your own credit report. Since you asked for it, it's a consumer inquiry, and therefore you're not requesting credit, you're just inquiring about your credit report.
I love it.
This is just terrific advice.
We're going to put a bunch of this on our website so people can have a checklist of what to do.
Very important. Very important to get in and
get ahead of the game.
And if you're going to get control of your life now, start with looking at your credit report, because, again, it's eye-opening. I've never had anybody look at the credit report and go, oh, that's so neat.
It sounds so grown up.
It's violating. But you know, it's yours, and you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life and work on cleaning it.
All right. Terry, thank you so much. Aces, thank you very much for being here. Excellent.
For resources on this segment as well as other things, please visit singleprocess.me.